great knowledge of their antiquity, which goes back thousands and thousands of years, has been unknown to the rest of the world because essentially white society, developed society, didn't consider it worth exploring. He is here to share that with us tonight. We're going to hear more from Credo right now. Credo, when you began first learning of your people's ancient past, first of all, were you shocked? And what were you told? What were the stories that first came your way?
It started when I was a young boy. And I had my grandfather, the father of my mother, and the father of my father. Now, these old men used to tell me things which were the exact opposite of what we were being taught in the mission school.
Mm-hmm.
The mission school used to teach us that our people were a stupid nation, a nation without God, a nation which was just savage and full of war, a lazy people, a people without any knowledge. But the father of my father taught me that black people had knowledge of stars. He taught me that my people could use heaps of sand to calculate the height of a tree or a mountain, and even to tell when the next solar eclipse or the lunar eclipse would happen.
I
was surprised. Why mm-hmm. were the mission school teachers mm-hmm. teaching us lies at school while the old men in our villages mm-hmm. were teaching us the truth? That was when it started.
Yes.
And when I became a shaman, more and more things were revealed to me, which at first I refused to believe
mm-hmm.
because I had been brought up as a Christian. But as I grew older and went into more and more initiations, a strange thing was revealed to me, which shocked me and made me look at Africa and the colonizers of Africa with new eyes. I began to see that we were lied to all along
mm-hmm.
and that we had been denied knowledge of our people's real past. For example, in schools we were taught about a man called Christopher Columbus, who went to America and who discovered America. But our tribal stories throughout South Africa,
mm-hmm.
throughout West Africa, and Central Africa talked about great black heroes who went to the land of the dying of the sun, in a land with mountains which were made by people, to look for wisdom. For example, there is an African hero called Shango, who is said to have sailed in a boat of grass to the land of the dying of the sun. And this is confirmed by archaeology in Central and South America, that Africans once went to America long, long before the man called Columbus was born.
Yes. Now, as you look back on the mission school's credo, quite clearly you see it as a mass effort to eradicate your people's history, correct?
Yes, sir. Our history was deliberately destroyed. We were denied true knowledge of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And as I grew up into an old man, which I now am, I began to see that this denial of our history, this denial of the greatness of the black man, was a deliberate, cold-blooded attempt to make it easy to enslave the black people, which was successfully done.
David Icke, it's an old theme, and Africa was one of the most graphic examples of it.
Yeah, and you can find it all over the world, and it's fascinating to see how a few people can actually take over a whole continent if they, A, deny them knowledge of where they've come from, therefore knowledge of where they are. They deny them an understanding of the true greatness of their own spirit through religion and stuff like that. And they divide and rule the people. And on a couple of videos I've done with Credo, he talks very eloquently about the way this divide and rule was done. And one of the key people involved was someone who will be mentioned on this show a few times, Cecil Rhodes, the head of the Round Table, who was a major Illuminati figure in the last century, particularly in Africa and Rhodesia, now Zimbabwe, which is obviously named after him, Rhodesia. And how he got tribal peoples to fight each other. Not only that, he got some of the white people known as the Boers with the Dutch origin to attack some of these tribes. And then he went to the tribes and said, well, look, the only way you're going to protect yourselves is to come under the protection of Queen Victoria and the great British Empire. And so these three techniques destroy the history, stop people seeing where they are, deny and suppress the knowledge of the true greatness of the human spirit and the fact that we are infinity having an experience, and thirdly, divide and rule the people. And wherever you go, you play those three cards, a few people can take
it's
over
true.
The world.
And then, of course, as we approach our break, they always, after dividing and conquering, they set up schools, because the children are the key. They're always one or two generations ahead, aren't they?
Yeah, very much so. I mean, education. I mean, Gandhi was once asked what he thought of Western civilization, and he said it would be a very good idea. I think having education would be a very, very good idea. At that time, we had some.
Indeed.
One very interesting thing that Credo told me, by the way, is that dealing with the Christian thing, is that strange beings, unexplainable beings, arrived in the decades in Africa before the whites arrived, and they carried with them the symbols of Christianity. And when the whites arrived from Europe and the Christian missionaries, a lot of people in Africa connected the Christian missionaries with these strange god beings that had started to appear in the decades before this arrived, because they were carrying, the Christian missionaries, the same symbols that these strange, unexplainable beings, I think they call them the beasts of the terrible blanket, had arrived. And interestingly, the same similar stories are told in America and in Australia about beings arriving before the whites arrived to prepare the people for this coming invasion.
Fascinating. All right, we'll pause and continue after these few words from our sponsors. Don't forget the website at www.sightings.com.
For years, Alice and Carrie Richardson feared that a collection agency would force them to pay a $10,000 debt their son owed. No matter how much the couple protested, the agency kept harassing them. Alice and her husband pushed it all aside because they couldn't afford an attorney. But all that changed when the Richardsons signed up with a legal service.
Who is live on the line?
7925.
According to FBI statistics, every 3 seconds, a property crime is committed. Every 3 seconds. Now here's a great statistic. A home protected by an ADT security system is 15 times less likely to be the target of a break-in than a home without one. So why take chances? Call America's number one home security company and discover why more than 2 million homes and businesses trust ADT. Right now, for as little as $99, you can have an ADT system installed in your home. Call now and take advantage of this special offer. 50% off any one additional option up to a $75 value. Be smart. Be safe. Protect your home and family. Call ADT.
Call 1-800-927-9020. That's 1-800-927-9020.
36-month monitoring agreement required at $25.99 a month. One-time activation fee may be required. Certain other requirements, restrictions, and fees may apply.
Call 1-800-927-9020. That's 1-800-927-9020.
Okay, and we're back. Very special and very provocative program for you to consider tonight. Mr. David Icke is on the line, our friend who is in the States at the moment. He is worldwide as much as he is anywhere. And Credo Mutwa, who is live on the line very early in the morning from South Africa, 78 years old, a man who has seen things in his nearly 80 years that are almost impossible to describe. He is, as I said, the official historian of his Zulu nation. He has accumulated vast amounts of knowledge about African history, history that has been screened out and, well, almost completely obliterated by a developed and westernized society. Credo, as you passed through initiation after initiation and were given over the years more and more ancient knowledge of your peoples and your civilization, how was the issue of extraterrestrials, or as you've referred to them, your elder brothers, presented to you?
Sir, first of all, can I make a correction here? We African people, at least here in Southern Africa, we the initiates of Antu, we do not believe that the creatures which rule us and which abduct us are extraterrestrials. We believe that they are children of the serpent who were created long before we human beings were created, and that they made God angry by practicing very bad magic, and some of them tried to fight against God, and God threw them away from this earth, and they ran away to certain stars in the sky. Stars such as the star which we call Iso Lenkanyamba, the eye of the dragon. Funnily enough, that the star which we call Iso Lenkanyamba is in the same constellation that white people call the Draco. I don't know why this is so. Some of these beings ran away and found homes in the Muhambi constellation, the constellation of the walking giant, which the white people, they call it Orion. They ran away from our earth because they had done rubbish to God's creation, and God kicked them out. And when God had created us, these rascals came back and they started messing about with us. And the first thing that they are said to have done, say, they gave us fire. They gave us metals. And they put feelings in our hearts which made us insecure, jealous, power hungry, and very, very destructive of the Mother Earth, which is our mother.
They put ego in human beings, is what you're saying?
Yes, they made human beings to... First, it is said that when they returned to our earth, they found us living in a beautiful earth. They found us without any language. We were incapable of speech. And they found us living in a land where we could not see the stars in the sky because there was always a heavy mist which covered the sun and the moon and the stars. So our minds were looking at the earth, and we thought that the earth was our heaven. And even...
Okay, and we're back. Very special and very provocative program for you to consider tonight. Mr. David Icke is on the line, our friend who is in the States at the moment. He is worldwide as much as he is anywhere. And Credo Mutwa, who is live on the line very early in the morning from South Africa, 78 years old, a man who has seen things in his nearly 80 years that are almost impossible to describe. He is, as I said, the official historian of his Zulu nation. He has accumulated vast amounts of knowledge about African history, history that has been screened out and, well, almost completely obliterated by a developed and westernized society. Credo, as you passed through initiation after initiation and were given over the years more and more ancient knowledge of your peoples and your civilization, how was the issue of extraterrestrials, or as you've referred to them, your elder brothers, presented to you?
Sir, first of all, can I make a correction here? We African people, at least here in Southern Africa, we the initiates of Antu, we do not believe that the creatures which rule us and which abduct us are extraterrestrials. We believe that they are children of the serpent who were created long before we human beings were created, and that they made God angry by practicing very bad magic. And some of them tried to fight against God, and God threw them away from this earth, and they ran away to certain stars in the sky. Stars such as the star which we call Iso Lenkanyamba, the eye of the dragon. Funnily enough, that the star which we call Iso Lenkanyamba is in the same constellation that white people call the Draco. I don't know why this is so. Some of these beings ran away and found homes in the Muhambi constellation, the constellation of the walking giant, which the white people, they call it Orion. They ran away from our earth because they had done rubbish to God's creation, and God kicked them out. And when God had created us, these rascals came back and they started messing about with us. And the first thing that they are said to have done, say, they gave us fire. They gave us metals. And they put feelings in our hearts which made us insecure, jealous, power-hungry, and very, very destructive of the Mother Earth, which is our mother.
They put ego in human beings, is what you're saying?
Yes, they made human beings to... First, it is said that when they returned to our Earth, They found us living in a beautiful earth. They found us without any language. We were incapable of speech. And they found us living in a land where we could not see the stars in the sky because there was always a heavy mist which covered the sun and the moon and the stars. So our minds were looking at the earth, and we thought that the earth was our heaven. And even today, there are still many African tribes, even amongst my people, the Zulus, who believe that heaven is under the earth, and that the dead people are immortal under the earth, while there is also a later belief that the dead people go into the sky. It is said that these elder brothers, they removed the mist from the heavens so that we were able to see the stars, we were able to see the moon, we were able to see the sun, and we started longing to go up there, and we ignored the earth, we destroyed the earth in trying to get up there. And another thing, it is said that these elder brothers of ours, found us talking with each other through telepath. We were very telepath,
okay,
powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave us language, but the language destroyed most of our telepathic powers, most of our powers of being able to dream about the future and the past. Also, the language divided us and made us very quarrelsome amongst ourselves on the basis of language. In other words, these elder brothers, the jealous ones, the whisperers of the dark law, they turned us against God by taking away our spiritual powers from us. Now, when you undergo high initiations, which involves even walking on fire, you are told these things, that you must have no, you must never allow the whisperers of the dark law to trap you with pride, to trap you with what you said there was ego, to trap you with ambition, because ambition was instilled into us in order to make us to consume the earth and so to destroy it.
Well, they've done a very good job, haven't they?
This is what causes my heart to bleed, sir. This is why I had to trust Mr. David Icke and to come close to him, because, sir, Africa is dying.
Yes.
Our people are being destroyed. And whether we believe this or not, a system of genocide, cold-blooded and deliberate and utterly inhuman, is being practiced in Africa everywhere. And what startles me and shakes my spirit is this. I used to travel through Africa before the Second World War, when I was quite young.
Mm-hmm.
And I traveled through Africa during the Second World War. Now, many of the tribes which I learned great knowledge from have been wiped out. They no longer exist anymore.
They're gone. Whole
community, mm-hmm, they are gone, sir, gone, finish. And this pattern is happening all over Africa, in the Sudan, in Uganda, in Kenya. There are tribes, and Angola, there are tribes which are no longer there anymore. They have been deliberately wiped out. And I ask myself, is there no one who pities Africa? Is there no one who sees what is being done to my people? Our leaders, our politicians seem to be criminally blind to what is going on in Africa. In Africa, sir, if you draw a map of Africa before you, you will find that all those countries where long civil wars are being waged are those countries which, if they were left to themselves, would feed Africa. The Sudan, Angola, Mozambique,
mm-hmm,
these countries were once some of the biggest food producers in Africa. They fed the Portuguese Empire and the British Empire. Uganda was once the breadbasket of Africa. But whole populations have been wiped out. And if anyone thinks that I, a shaman of my people, can stand by and watch this crime, then they are mistaken. Because Africa is being killed. I can tell you more, but I don't want to get out of here.
Hold on. David, the rape and slaughter in Africa is unprecedented.